Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Marine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual landlady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Hi, welcome back to the first episode of February for 2009. There you go.
Man,
look at that.
How you like that? You know, here's a little fun fact. The first episode of February last year was the 50th episode, which means we've only missed two episodes since last year.
That's true.
So there you
cool.
go.
Cool.
It's a little Alex Trebek fact for you.
Yeah.
And a little asterisk note, February 22nd is my birthday, so send me lots of gifts.
Make sure you...
Yeah, mail them to him.
Send him some anthrax.
I turn older.
Send him a gun rack.
Send me like an Over the Hill t-shirt.
I'm going to send you a cane and a walker. But in the studio this week, we have...
35?
Damn, you're old.
I hit the 35 to 50 survey brackets.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep. You're no longer in the primary demographic anymore.
We have...
It's too bad.
Jason Gambrell, the Gamescom's in the house.
Hello. How's it going, everybody who's listening to this show?
All seven.
Yes.
And also with the other Wombat, Ryan Wombold.
Hey, hey!
Yeah!
How's it going?
Don't break your eardrums. And
round one.
In the fourth chair, replacing Emo Nasty. We'll call him Emo Nasty.
You have to act sad and attempt to cut your wrists at least once this episode.
Whatever, man. Just why don't you shut the fuck up, okay?
We have a returning.
Yes. People are stupid.
Break a controller.
We have a returning Brian the Boogeyman Peterson.
Hola, I've been gone forever.
Hola, been gone. That's almost sound like a new word.
Bienvenido a N4G Radio.
Welcome, Telemundo. Yeah. Anyway. We have an interesting show, to say the least.
Yes, we do.
Should be an interesting show.
I'm hoping so.
It bodes well.
Probably the first show in over 2 months that had the word vagina in it. Had to say it, so.
Wow.
I'm cutting that out. I wrote my time down.
No, you're
yep.
not.
Cutting we that have out. Not, we have not said that word since you
the
left.
Fanboy has returned.
Because
that's
podcast,
your favorite word.
The podcast has stepped up to a new level that apparently you're not on.
We've stepped up to a new level of maturity.
Yes.
We have.
We are more distinguished.
That's why we spent 2 weeks ago talking about the Church of Fudge. I mean, seriously, we've stepped up to a new level. Anyway, we're going to do some fondling.
Love lifts us up where we belong.
That's actually been my love life lately, fondling.
Where the eagles fly.
That's your love life lately is fondling? Yourself?
No.
Well, if the other guy was here, it would be
but, you know,
Mrs. Peterson.
The relationships have lasted like, you know, 2 weeks apiece, so it's like... Yeah, so it's like fondling. It's almost like a sampler platter.
It's like, it's like one of those Intamin sampler box of chocolates.
He ordered the appetizer delight. He gets 2 weeks of each woman, I guess.
I need to stop dating people who like to have sex on the first date. So
let that be a lesson to everybody listening to this show.
Welcome.
Have sex on the first date.
Welcome to Love Talk.
Exactly. Dr.
Featuring
fucking Ruse
Brian
over
Peterson.
Here.
Hi, I'm Adam Carell, and we're here to talk about
God.
Stuff with Dr. Drew.
It's Adam Carolla.
I was going to say, who the fuck is Carell?
Yeah. My name's Adam Carolla.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot him because he fell off the face of the fucking earth, thank God.
Dude, I was always convinced that Adam Carolla was just Norm MacDonald in disguise.
No, Norm MacDonald's funny.
Well, I know, but he like dumbed himself down and put on a disguise to be Adam Carolla because he couldn't act funny because then everybody would know who it was.
I thought the reason why Jimmy Kimmel has his own show and Adam Carolla will.
I thought Adam Carolla was
somewhere. Adam Carolla is going to get wind of this, and he's going to be like, "What the fuck?"
I wouldn't want to fuck with Adam Carolla. He's like 6'5".
Is he really?
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Man.
Well, anyway, so we have console fondling.
Yes. Back to video games.
We're going to just talk about some video games, not Loveline.
Not Loveline, yeah. And
with Dr. fucking Drew over here.
How your mind is telling you no.
So, Mr. Gambus
Khan, your body.
Why don't we start with you? Because R. Kelly won't shut the fuck up. Get out the closet. The
closet. Get out of the closet now.
Keep it in the closet.
Keep it in the closet.
So, but, Mr. Khan, what have you been fondling?
Okay. Nintendo DS. Been playing more Dragon Quest IV, like I have been for the past.
I feel like we're having a rerun.
I know.
Yeah.
Last week on N4G Radio.
I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer to beating it.
Slowly trudging towards beating it.
That really didn't sound too good.
He's been finally getting closer to beating it. Gotcha.
Yeah, we've really stepped up the maturity on this podcast.
Yes. I told you we did.
We're at a whole new level.
Yeah, whole new world.
Whole new level.
But
small world.
Yeah, I played that. I played on the PS3, I played the Fear 2 demo.
Mm.
And I like it. It's pretty sweet. But
dude, we need to have an N4G, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we need to have an N4G radio t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
That just says, it's got a picture of your face on it, and it just says, I like it, underneath it.
Or, it's all right.
I would buy that in a heartbeat.
No, that wouldn't be.
You got to be pointing like this.
Well, that's thing.
No, actually, I want that picture where he's laying on the grass.
We need a whole line.
With it saying, I like it, underneath it.
We need a whole line of Gambus Khan t-shirts.
We do.
And have the little slogan with Gambus on the front and on the back just going, Khan!
Greetings programs.
Greetings programs. Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea right there.
Sell, I mean, we can like all kind. We can like
we could do
market merchandise.
We could market
do my.
We are going to whore you.
We could
out,
do my man. Picture that I drew of Gambus Khan that I still haven't posted.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. Hmm.
But what else are you fondling? I just didn't, you know.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say about
Fear 2.
Evidently,
you might write that.
The hell?
Who's at the door?
Who's at the door? Who knows we're here?
Sorry. I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
You're listening. No,
I'm listening.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to know who was at the door.
Yeah. The PS3 version of Fear 2 evidently has frame rate issues that the 360 version doesn't have, evidently. And
that's what I heard.
Yeah,
I heard it.
I played it, and I noticed that there was some real considerably noticeable slowdown.
Because I didn't notice it in the 360 version. I mean, minor, but nothing major.
Yeah, there was a few times where the PS3 version slowed down pretty good. Like, as in, everything's moving in slow motion.
It got slow as molasses.
Yeah, like molasses. Oh, my God! But, but
yeah, you still never posted those pictures, by the way. Yeah,
I know, that's what
you
I said.
Need to send that to
you need to post
desktop.
Those pictures.
Ass
but,
monkey. Ass milk.
Another demo that I played this week was Bejeweled 2.
What?
Yes.
That game is like 20 years old.
Yes, I know. I played the demo, and I'm like, holy crap, this game is so cool because I love the music. The music in that game is freaking awesome.
Dude, Bejeweled 2's been on Xbox Live Arcade.
I know.
For like a year and a half.
I know. But my main gaming system now is a PS3, so it's like whatever they're releasing, I'm all enthusiastic and overly positive about it.
Well, now you realize the downsides of only owning one, because you didn't get to play Resident Evil because it was only...
Yeah.
And that sucks.
I have not gotten to play Resident Evil 4, I mean 5 yet. Oops. Oh, did I say that?
Don't snap.
I haven't said it yet.
Freudian slip.
It was a double snap.
Double snap with a twist.
Oh my God!
It was chocolatey delicious.
Yes. But,
the house of the Church of Fudge.
I picked up SOCOM for PS3.
SOCOM.
The one with the Bluetooth headset, which is, I can already tell that the Bluetooth headset's pretty high quality because I've not even used it yet, but I mean, it just has that, you know, has that sturdy feel to it, unlike the piece of crap Bluetooth headset that came with
Warhawk.
But I tried to install SOCOM and evidently I got a server error, so I was unable to actually play the game after 2 hours of installing and then downloading.
Speaking of SOCOM, have you been paying attention to the game Eat Lead, the story of Matt Hazard?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, did you watch the video where he's fighting the guys in the game called SOCOM?
Yep.
And they're shooting with water guns?
Yeah.
And then did you see the RPG video?
No.
This may be the greatest, like, joke in a video game ever. One of the bosses is this androgynous guy with a giant sword. And while you're fighting, it's like a Gears of War style over-the-shoulder third-person shooter. And while you're fighting him, the boss is turn-based. He has to select attacks from a menu.
That's awesome.
And instead of talking and dialogue, he actually has text boxes.
Yeah. The game looks like it's going to be
awesome. That game
looks
fucking hilarious. Yeah.
It does. I actually read about this game like 3 months ago when...
GI?
No.
I think EGM had the...
Play.
Was it Play?
GI had a little thing on it, too.
The thing is, Play Magazine was the first magazine that I read anything about.
There's also 2D sprite enemies in the game that you have to fight, and they can turn sideways, and you can't shoot them.
I know. I mean, we
should mention, for people who haven't heard of the game, it's supposedly the fictional return of a game character that actually never existed. And apparently his enemies... trap him in games that he used to be in.
Yeah.
Like, so they like trap him in his old games, but they throw random enemies from all of the games that he's ever been in, like into each level. So apparently he starred in a game that was kind of like a Hitman style mob like game. But while you're fighting them, all of a sudden zombies come out of nowhere because he also starred in a game about zombies. So it looks like it has the potential to be absolutely hilarious.
Well, did you see
And it's got, why can I never remember his actual name? Doogie Howser.
Neil Patrick
does,
Harris.
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris does one of the voices. Somebody else does one of the voices,
too.
Well,
did you watch the video, the developer in the battle with the RPG character? Like, while the guy's talking and the text box is up, there's a giant A button that Matt keeps pressing. To make the text go by faster.
That's awesome.
And finally he gets pissed off at it and breaks it. Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah, I think it has the potential. I think, honestly, it has the potential, and I don't mean... Like, obviously I can't compare the games in quality as of right now, but it has the potential to be the Duke Nukem of this generation.
Yeah.
So I hope that it
I agree.
Sort of delivers on that potential.
I think
it looks
hilarious.
Really funny.
As long as it plays decently, it should be entertaining.
It's been a while since we've had an actual funny game...
Yeah, it's kind of like, basically the game to me is like it's a video game that parodies video games,
right?
And I'm thinking that this game is going to be kind of like the what Airplane did to movies, Matt Hazard is going to do to video games.
Well, if on the PlayStation Network, go to the video downloads and download the video of Matt Hazard.
I downloaded
that video.
Because
it's like video. The VH1 behind the music
nice.
Kind of
yeah.
thing. It's hilarious.
That's the only video I've seen of it so far.
It seems like it's kind of treating this video game character as... It's almost like putting video games in the same sort of view as movies, where instead of being a video game star, he's almost like a movie star.
Yeah.
But he stars in video games kind of thing.
It looks so awesome.
It looks.
Oh, yeah.
It looks awesome.
It does look awesome.
I didn't mean to get sidetracked, but when you mentioned SOCOM.
Yeah.
SOCOM.
Right.
So I thought of SOCOM.
Yeah. It should be awesome.
Yeah, I didn't get to play SOCOM, so that kind of sucked. I really wanted to play it. But a new game that I did get to play this week, that just came out this week, is Afro Samurai!
Hey, Afro!
Motherfucker.
This game is pretty good.
It's stylish.
It is very stylish. And
I'm stylish.
I think it's a fun game. It's a fun game, but the camera sucks. That's the downfall to this game, is it's a sucky camera. If the camera was good or decent, I'd probably say it'd be like a 9 out of 10, but because of the camera, it's more like a 7.
Holy shit, you take 2 points off for a camera? This is why I don't let you review games.
All the cameras are bad, though.
Actually,
if it's almost unplayable, I'd take 2 points off.
But
probably 7.5, maybe 8.
The camera, while bad, he does have an enemy auto lock on. So if the camera gets out of your position, just attack, and he'll automatically attack to the guy's getting gotcha. Right at your ass. So, which is nice. So.
Yeah.
Because it's a beat 'em up. I mean,
right. It is. It's a straight up.
Sure, I probably would.
Well, hopefully I'll get mine this week. I can actually play it.
Yeah. This game is just oozing with personality and style and flair.
And afros.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is.
Yeah, man.
I got
lots of afros in them, man. You know what I'm saying?
I really enjoyed the anime. An anime I got on Blu-ray from The Boogeyman.
Blu-ray.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I kind of wish I watched it before I gave it to you, so I know what the hell's going on. Because the game gives you no backstory whatsoever.
I imagine there's some dudes with some afros and ninja swording people.
The thing is, what's interesting is that the game basically runs parallel with the anime.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the scenes that were cut from the anime, and so it's kind of organic. It's like if you're watching the anime. Like, if you watch an episode of it, and then you play, like, a couple hours of the game, it's kind of like you're seeing, like, two sides, two different perspectives of, like, the same events, and in some cases, completely different events that actually better explains the anime, and there's parts in the anime that you're like, oh, what was this? But then it's like... It comes to life even more so in the game. So it's almost like to get the full experience, you have to watch the anime and play the game to see, like, both sides of what was happening in this particular conflict. But, so it's kind of organic. Organic. And it's a fantastic presentation. It's got some really good presentation. It's got some awesome music. I mean, I'm not really into the rap or hip hop scene, but the music was done by
RZA.
Yeah,
RZA.
The RZA.
The Jizza.
Yeah.
From Wu Tang.
Yep.
Because everybody knows
Wu Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
That's right. That's what everybody knows.
But the music is extremely high quality. I mean,
I like how they do
cash
the little,
rules everything around.
Yo, cream, get the money.
Dollar bill, y'all. Shut it.
You better diversify your bonds.
You better watch yourself, motherfucker. Anyway, it has this whole hip hop flavor, but then all of a sudden, like when they'll like have like these samurais jump up on the rooftop, they'll have like this old school kung fu music playing in the background.
Yeah,
so, I mean they do some really cool presentation parts in it. So
yeah, and it'd be like there'd be scenes where you're like fighting like a room of like 20 guys and stuff, and if you do this special power called focus. Everything goes into black and white, and then you go into freaking just basically a berserk mode where every slash takes off limbs, heads, extremely bloody, and you're just mowing down
motherfuckers.
You're mowing down mofos left and right, and it's in black and white, and all the blood is red, of course, and it's blood all over the place. Sometimes the blood actually gets on the camera. And stays on the camera for a little bit.
This discussion makes me want to go home and play Bushido Blade 2 on my backwards compatible PS3.
When he said Berserk, all I could think of was Berserk game for the Dreamcast.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was another anime,
the big
too,
giant
wasn't it?
Sword dude. Yeah.
Guts.
You know something?
I know a lot of things.
Come to think about it, Afro Samurai, the game, actually reminds me a lot of the Dreamcast Berserk game.
Don't say that. That game was terrible.
Okay, it was better.
I'd
it
say
better
it was,
than that.
I'd say it was average. I wouldn't say it was terrible.
It wasn't terrible.
You got to put the headset on before people
can
hear.
Yeah, we can't hear you with the headset off.
I wouldn't say it's terrible. It was no Draconis. I got ripped.
Die by the sword.
I got ripped so bad for that review.
That game.
What'd you give it?
Enough.
Oh, he had deserved it too.
It did. The game was terrible. You could pick up people's arms and hit them.
Yeah,
with...
yeah, that was an awful game.
But yeah, man,
awful.
Afro Samurai. I really like it. I just wish the camera was better.
Yeah.
There's some scenes where. It makes you claustrophobic just playing it because you'd be like running through these hallways and the camera is just so close to your character that your character takes up like 75% of the screen sometimes because the camera is just so close.
Right. Well, like I say, in defense of the game though, you are fine with Ninja Gaiden's camera, Gaiden, whatever the hell you want to call
Gaiden.
It. Gaiden. Shut up. Then you'll be fine with that for a sandwich. Because really, it has the same kind of camera problems. When you're in a close room, the camera, there's not like, it doesn't go through walls. It just kind of hits where it wants to. So it might be like under your legs or somewhere weird. And
yeah.
So you always have to continuously fuck with the camera just to get it to where you want it to go. So
I've noticed that when you're like in an open areas, the camera is a little bit better. Okay. But when you get into like a hallway or like a small room, camera's terrible.
Does it have an automatic center button?
Yes.
Well, then I don't care.
Right clicking.
Right.
That's fine.
You just got to keep hitting auto center. Yeah, that's like you do on Ninja Gaiden.
Ninja Gaiden, just keep pulling the right trigger.
Well, it's the right click button. That's that might make it a little bit more difficult.
Can you customize your controls?
I never fucked with it yet. So.
Fuck.
Oh, I haven't. I'm not saying it's not. I just haven't played with that option yet.
Well, it better be, because clicking a stick is stupid. That's used for
my only
ducking.
Problem is the there's a invert for... vertical but not horizontal.
Yes.
Which is really fucking irritating because it's backward to me. Is it backward to you too? Or
yeah.
Yeah.
I had to switch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thing is, you can switch it, but it just switches up and down, not left and right. Left and right still stays backward.
Yeah.
So it probably feels
like
different
if you push left,
the
camera rotates
right.
Right.
Yeah.
It does. When you control the camera, you have very little. Limited vertical movement. It's mostly horizontally. You change the camera mostly horizontally. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of times in the game where you can't even control the vertical of the camera at all. So, The camera's the worst thing about this game. It hands down, it is the worst thing. If I was to nitpick and say another thing that I didn't like about this game was. There's a lot of mofos to kill in this game. And the thing is, that could be a compliment or it could be a nitpick because, I mean, I swear, stage one, maybe it took me about 50 minutes to beat it. Dude, I must have killed like 200 people, man.
Nice. That sounds like my kind of game.
Yeah. It's really bloody.
It's a blast. It really is.
So. It's really bloody.
Let me ask you a clarifying question on the camera control.
Okay.
So, if I was holding an actual camera, you're saying that moving the stick is like pulling the back of the camera instead of pushing the front of the camera? So, if I push left on the stick, it would pull the back of the camera to the left, which would face it to the right?
Right.
Man, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is,
that's how
it's
I
really,
play.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're friggin' backwards.
Yeah, you play that shit backwards.
I play inverted, up is down, down is up. That's how I roll.
I play flying games down as down. Yeah, push down, push up on the stick makes it go down.
What makes sense to me is, you know, if you push down on the stick, it would be like pushing down
back
on your head.
Let's put it this way.
That's why it makes sense to me.
I guess the easiest clarifying thing. Any third-person game that you've ever played that you can control the camera left and right.
It's backwards from that.
If you invert it on any normal game in the options menu like he does... From the beginning.
I don't even have to because my Xbox 360 has presets.
Oh.
You know what?
Changes all my games.
Yeah, well, anyway.
I play shooters.
Right. Then you would then you would have a problem with this camera.
I play shooters where if I'm running around and I want to look up, I pull back on the stick.
That's how I play. That's why they call me stupid.
Well, you can invert horizontal or vertical. You just can't do horizontal. So.
They call me stupid. I play that way. You pull down, you look up.
Nope. Yeah.
Up is up, down, down.
No, that's backwards.
No, you're backwards.
Your mom's backwards. Eat it.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
That pretty much concludes my fondling this week.
Gobble it up.
Yeah.
What are you going to play this
now,
week?
Now, would you say that, I guess to anybody who's out there listening, I guess I'll follow it up, but what would you say? Who would buy Afro Samurai? Who would rent Afro Samurai?
Who'd buy Afro Samurai? Well, I would.
This is $60. Keep that in mind too. So.
I would suggest that
people
that are the fans of the anime would really enjoy it. People who enjoy beat 'em ups would probably really enjoy it. It's got a little bit of Ninja Gaiden, but it doesn't have the
difficulty.
It doesn't have the difficulty and. I don't think it has as much depth
doesn't have the fever or the flavor of the Pringles.
There's only a few. Yeah, I mean, there's, what is it, 5 buttons.
Yeah, there's combos in the game, right. But I've read reviews that pretty much said that you can get by just button mashing just about. And but then the reviewer was like, but I got stuck at the end and it got too hard or something like that. So maybe you do need to actually know the combos by the time you get to the end of the game, you know. So it's like you could probably play the game 75% through just button mashing. And then like the last, you know, the last bit of the game, then you have to actually know how to play it. Or that's why
I've only seen one score online, which was IGN's, because I didn't really pay much attention to the game until I got it, and they gave it a 6.6, which I disagree with.
I disagree with that too.
It's a better game than that.
It is. I would say it'd probably be about a 7.8, 7.9.
Yeah. And I've never even seen the show, and I really, really like it.
So. Yeah. If you saw the show, you'd probably really like it.
It's points just for having an afro.
Yeah.
Afro ninja.
Insane
man.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. That's points right there.
Right. Anyway, yep. So future following.
Oh, yeah. There's also topless ninja women assassins.
What?
Yes.
Topless ninja women assassins.
Yes.
That is the most ridiculous, retarded thing I've ever heard in my life.
Hey.
Look at how that is.
That is so stupid.
Wow. Yeah.
Once again, the maturity level of this podcast. We're just on a whole different level now. We've taken such a step up.
I think you just sold 30,000 copies, though.
Yeah.
There's boobs.
There's boobies.
Yeah, tell my mom so she could buy it for me.
That's why BMX XXX sold.
But,
my mind is telling me topless ninja women. But my body is also telling me topless ninja women.
Anyway.
But yeah, that concludes this week's Fondle.
I do like how you had to throw that in there at the end.
Yeah.
That's two of a geek's favorite thing. Topless women and ninjas mixed together.
No.
It's chocolate. It's peanut butter. It's both.
You got your topless women in my ninjas. You got your ninjas in my topless women.
Oh, boy.
It's a fucking cartoon. Seriously.
I know that's the joke.
But, yeah.
I wasn't referring to you. I was referring to people in general.
Gotcha.
Sad.
I don't care about the topless ninja women, although I do think it's funny.
I think it's hilarious.
It is pretty funny, I guess. But,
wait a minute. Hold on. This coming from the guy who has Outlaw Golf and Outlaw Tennis.
Those are good games.
As well as Dead or Alive. Beach volleyball.
Those are not good games.
But I will side with zero.
Outlaws. The outlaw games are great.
Yeah,
awesome.
They weren't bad, but.
I used to love to play those games.
But yeah, this week I hope to be playing some SOCOM.
Sock'em.
Sock'em robots. Sock'em.
And some more Afro Samurai. And maybe something else. I don't know. Maybe I'll finish Dragon Quest IV this week. Who knows?
No, you won't.
If not this week, then next week.
No, you won't.
I'm getting close, man. I'm getting close to beating it. Oh, God.
I'm moving on to the Wombat. Anyway.
Yeah, move on to the Wombat.
Hold on a minute. Let's just splice in last week's.
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much what you could do.
Cut and paste.
I played all the same crap this week. Played Valkyria Chronicles some more. It continues to be awesome. I played some Rock Band 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Which was a lot of fun. And I played NCAA NCAA Basketball 2009 again, which actually I was having a lot of trouble with it for a while, where I almost couldn't make it through a game because the game would lock up. And it was driving me up a wall. So
360.
So thankfully, none of my other games do that though. So I assumed it was the disc. So I thought, you know what? Here's what we'll do. We'll take advantage of one of the NXE's new little inventions, and we'll install it to the hard drive. And now it works perfectly. So it must have been the disc.
Mm.
But so I played a decent amount of that. I played some of the full version of Prinny, Can I Really Be the Hero? And it's just as awesome as preview build was, and just as fucking hard. It's definitely not for someone like Killer Wolverine, because
hey, fuck you, man.
He would end up having to buy a new PSP.
Yeah.
It's definitely frustratingly tough. But
those
if
aren't
you,
cheap.
If you weaned yourself on games like Castlevania and stuff like that, you'll love it. And honestly, I think that's it. I think that's all I played this week. It was a pretty crazy week for me, so... Unlike some other people, when we got dumped on by snow and ice, I had to be at work both days. So,
me too.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, go ahead and high five while I slept in.
Dude,
3 days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I was driving in the middle of the storm.
Right in the storm.
At 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, so was I. Because I got off work. It started snowing and icing Tuesday morning. I had to be at work at 1 on Tuesday. I left work at 10 on Tuesday. Got home at like 10:45. And then I had to be at work again at 9 the next morning, right in the middle of all the frickin' snow that we got the next day.
Yeah.
So.
Old man winter can suck my nutsack.
Agreed.
I got home at 5
fucking
o'clock.
I fucking hate Ohio weather.
I got home at 5 o'clock on Monday, did not get my car back out of the driveway until Thursday at 4 p.m.
Dude.
That's because you're a prick.
And what sucks is, like, I'm happy that it's warmer today and everything's melted, but now I'm going to have a full out of my fucking porch when I get home.
Yep. Because your gutters iced over.
It's time to flood.
Yeah. The weather in Ohio, it's like... It's like the weather system doesn't know the term of moderation, you know.
Well, the other thing about Ohio is you hear all the time about different places that if you don't like the weather, just wait 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That actually applies in Ohio.
Yeah. Yep.
It really does. Mm-hmm. So especially where we are, you never know what it's going
to
do.
Was it Jeff Foxworthy said, you know, something about Ohio where you had to turn on the air conditioning in the morning, the heater on at night.
Yeah.
Everything. I mean, that's true.
Yeah, because yesterday it was like, what, about 10 degrees or something like that?
Yesterday it was 30 degrees.
No, day before that.
It day
was,
before it was
day
like
before
10
that
degrees.
It was actually got down to zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, day
today
before that
40.
It was zero, and then it was like 28, 29, and now it's like 40-something.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So, and then it's supposed to snow again on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, but just flurry.
But that's enough of Franklin, Ohio and Middletown, Ohio's weather for today.
Indeed.
Considering I think we only have like one or two listeners from the same general area as us.
Probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, so because of that, I actually had to work, and because it took me longer to get home and get to work, I didn't have as much time to game this week. So it was all the usual suspects. I did, however, get most of my Street Fighter paid off and most of my Killzone paid off. So I'm jacked up for both of them. Mm-hmm. And I did officially pre-order it on the PS3 for Street Fighter.
Yeah, same here.
I think, all you 360 folks who want to play Street Fighter with someone from the podcast crew, you're going to have to play with Brian, because nobody else got it on the 360.
I might have to convert. I mean, granted, I haven't bought it yet, so I might have to convert over because almost everybody I know is getting it on the PS3.
Yeah.
Even I'm getting it on the PS3.
I have an arcade stick for the
360. Convert!
So
I have two arcade sticks for the 360, but it's not about that. I mean, I prefer a controller. I'm weird like that. And 360 controller for Street Fighter?
Just awful. Mm.
No, I'll probably hold off on my decision until the very, very, very end. Well, speaking of Street Fighter, we got some really kick-ass window posters.
Really?
It's a giant fucking Ryu.
Nice.
Sweet.
And he's doing the Hadouken. And above his head is down. Catty-quarter and the punch.
That's
awesome.
Quarter circle forward.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
Those are for the store?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But I think I'm going to steal one from Funko since we're closing them down. So I'm going to probably give one out or something.
Oh, you mean Commandeer.
Well, they're closing,
that would be
so.
The perfect poster for an arcade room. if you have an arcade room in your house.
It's just like that. So.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I may fight somebody for that if you get an extra one. anyway, so I got those two that I'm looking forward to this week.
Not this week, but for future
fondling. And this week it's probably more of the same. And actually, I've gotten kind of this urge the last couple days, and people will probably make fun of me for this, but I don't care. I've sort of gotten the urge to get back into Too Human again. So I want to...
Too Human, eh?
I want to dig a little more in that.
Oh, just I like how you did that. Oh, I like how you did that.
I'm in the mood for I'm in the mood for kind of a hack and slash.
Yeah.
And I never leveled my character completely up. So I think I want to play a little bit more of that this week. And actually now all this Afro Samurai talk, I seriously think I am going to go home later today and play some Bushido Blade. I can't find the first one anymore. I know I've got it somewhere, but I'm not sure where it is. But I've still got the second one. So the only thing I like better about the second one is the levels, because it's got most of the levels that are in the first one, but it's got some other cool levels too. So I'm going to go home maybe and play some more of that later. I wish. Blah. I promise you this. If Square ever decided to redo the original Bushido Blade, not even like redo, just make it in HD, the original Bushido Blade, just smooth up the edges a little bit, and put it on PlayStation Network, I would buy it in a heartbeat, and it would probably be the only game I played for a month and a half.
You know, if the Squaresoft actually remade Bushido Blade, all the samurai characters would be feminine-looking metrosexuals wearing skin-tight leather suits with a lot of zippers.
Yeah, that's true. That's the sad thing.
It looked like Michael Jackson.
That was the nice thing about the characters in Bushido Blade were kind of generic. Like, they were all kind of generic, but they all, like, brought something different to the table or whatever. But Bushido Blade was always more about the weapons than the character. It really didn't matter who you picked. It was all about weapon versus weapon.
Yeah, me and Zero Tolerance, we played Bushido Blade, and my favorite move in that game is running away. Dude, that was awesome. I mean, what other fighting game can you actually run away from your opponent?
Honestly, I'll probably get shot down for this too, but I don't care. The original Bushido Blade and Bushido Blade 2 is probably the most strategic fighting game that I've ever played.
Strategery.
Because it all goes down to, like, different weapons work better against other weapons, and there's so many. You've got the throwing weapon that can one-hit kill people. You know, you've got three different stances for each weapon. Each one offers you different moves and different advantages versus other people in different stances. There's just so much to it. And the fact that you could die in one hit was just awesome. But I share my love for Bushido Blade on a regular basis, so I should probably stop.
Well, what Square would probably do is they would, like, show you some, like, really awesome-looking HD footage done on a PS3 or Xbox 360 due to, you know, now that they, like,
multi-platform, right.
And then go, oh, yeah, this is just a tech demo. We're just fucking around.
Yeah, we were just fucking around.
We have no intention to release in this game like we did Final Fantasy VII. We just wanted to say, hey, wouldn't this be awesome?
Right.
Fuck you, we're not doing it now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
like, anybody wants to see Androgynous Sephiroth anyway, but that's right. Boom! There goes the forums.
Boom!
What the fuck just happened?
You heard it here first. Brian Peterson hates Sephiroth.
Okay.
And he thinks he's girly.
I thought he was a woman when I first played the game.
That's understandable. Most of the Final Fantasy characters nowadays look like women.
I thought that game was terrible when I first played the game. Anyways.
Head exploding.
So, yeah, I'm going to play Bushido Blade when I get home. That's all that anybody really needs to know.
Okay. That was a long explanation for a short answer. Yeah. Anyway, do we move on to the Boogeyman?
Hello!
All right, we're done with the Boogeyman.
Now we move on to
Zero Tolerance.
I've been gone for eons and eons. So, actually, I didn't get a chance to listen to, was it 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago? Did you guys actually do your game of the year?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We did our top 10.
We did our top 10. Right, well, we haven't done the official game of the year yet.
Okay, well, my official top three, then. I'll just say that real quick. Little Big Planet, Grand Theft Auto, Dead Space. Thank you.
Is that in descending order?
Yeah, it is in descending order. Yeah.
Dead Space is awesome.
Yes.
You should have fleshed out your whole top 10. You could have went over it.
Would you stop snorting cocaine over there? Jesus.
Sorry, my nose is all like...
You know what didn't make my top 10? Fallout.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
I pooped on that game. I don't like that game. finally have somebody in the room to agree with me.
No,
I felt so alone.
It was
for
my
so
number
long.
One.
You know something? I know. Fallout 3.
No, let's not even go too much into
it. Like, Rock Band, I think, follows up Dead Space, but I don't have it fleshed out other than that.
Fallout 3 is like going to a college party, and instead of drinking beer or alcohol, you're sipping tea.
What?
What the fuck?
I don't understand.
I don't
your
get
analogy.
That reference at all.
You'll have to flesh it out.
Never mind.
It's Fallout.
Yeah.
Nah, Fallout to me is like going to a party and then
it's like reading. Fallout 3 is like reading. If you're like in a mood for an action novel, reading War and Peace.
Here you go. It's good, but it's not for everybody.
Exactly.
Moving on.
There you go. I was gonna use the analogy as Fallout's like Jason's party, lots of crying and vomiting.
That was Andy's party, I think.
That was Andy's party. I was the witness. I was the witness.
Viewed the spuge.
Yeah, that New Year's party was good. It wasn't good for anybody, actually.
Anyways.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. Well, I've been playing. Well, I've been playing a dating game, so...
We already went over this, Adam. Yeah.
Did you play the guy game, too?
No.
But
I don't own it. Quit looking.
Yes, you do, don't you?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
Why the hell would I own that piece of shit?
I don't know. Seemed like something you'd buy. Cow Fang.
Played some Little Big Planet. Lots of Little Big Planet, actually. That's about the only thing I really play on the PS3. I do need to do that new update. I keep ignoring it every time I can go online.
It's new update?
Yeah, there's like the one that they just did like about two weeks ago? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I must have got that one. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, the thing is, it doesn't force you to do it when you want to play something else. Like, usually they say, well, you need to update in order to play this. Well, it just tells me there's an update available. I'm like, I don't care about DivX. All right, anyway. Resident Evil 5 demo, which... Did we even talk about that last week?
Nope.
No.
It came out this week.
I didn't play it because I don't like Resident Evil. So I'm going to give it a try.
No, Brian's about to tell you that's okay because it's not really Resident Evil.
Resident Awful.
It's not awful.
Jesus. You know what? You might like it. Because it's now an action game. The Resident Evil series has stepped away from survival horror.
I just hate tank controls more than anything on the planet.
It's definitely not tank controls. It's just complicated overuse of buttons for no purpose whatsoever. And they went back to the Resident Evil Zero style where they force you to have a partner and make it all clumsy that way too. So
this is why the game was meant to be played in co-op.
Well, that's fine. I might play it with somebody in co-op, but as far as single player goes, they can.
If you would spend less time playing with yourself, we wouldn't have this dating game problem, right?
So you got nothing good to say about Resident Evil 5?
If you wouldn't sleep with your dog so much.
I don't actually. I don't even think it looks all that pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
See all the screen. I haven't actually played it yet, obviously, but all the screens I've seen.
The thing
fantastic.
Is, Resident Evil 4 was pretty.
Well, for its time.
This looks like a high dev version of 4.
Yeah.
I mean. And I don't see anything wrong with
it. I mean, but it's not mind-blowing.
Well, no, you're not going to turn it on and go, "Oh shit," and poop your pants or anything. You know?
So all the people online going, OMG, RE5, Pwned Killzone 2.
Yeah, fuck, what, Pwned my ass. This is stupid shit anymore.
Anyway.
Fucking Battle Tanks, Pwned Killzone, there you go.
Wow.
Good shit. Yeah. And I will go on record and watch the forums explode on this. I liked Alone in the Dark more than I did Resident Evil 5. So there
wow.
You
go. Oh. He's talking about the new Alone in the Dark
right.
2.
Yeah.
Which I like that game, but, you know, it is what it is.
Food fight on the Atari, Pwned Resident Evil 5 and graphics. Which apparently, according to people online, Pwned Killzone 2 and graphics. So.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So by that logic, Food Fight on the Atari is the best looking game.
Fuck
of
that.
All
Burger
time
owns your ass.
Burger Time!
Oh, God. I did also play another scary game that was scary in Resident Evil 5, which was Fear 2. Very, very, very cool game.
That's a creepy game.
I don't know if I'm going to buy it, just for the fact I don't know if I can afford to buy it right now.
Yeah, I know. That's my dilemma.
My question to you, being a Fear fan, is do I have to have beaten the other two now?
Did you play the demo?
Yeah.
That's right at the end of the first game.
Really?
Just to tell you that.
Nice.
You just spoiled the first game for yourself.
Yeah. That's what happens at the end.
Right.
Yeah, that's the end of the first game.
Because I the reason I tried it is because it's called Project Origin, so I thought maybe it was a prequel.
Well, what messed me up in the Fear 2 demo is, like, she's all grown up. That didn't happen in the first game. I didn't know ghosts could grow up.
So apparently she grew up. It takes place right after the first game, right?
Like, immediately.
So apparently she instantly grew up.
Instant. Like, I got old, bitch.
But I will say, if you're never a fan of, if you didn't like the first Fear,
you're not gonna like this one.
You're not gonna like this
it's
one.
The
it's,
same
it,
thing.
It's really the same thing. They did add some new cool physics stuff, like when you're blowing books off bookcases. That was kind of cool effect. The whole ghost jumping in your face thing was kind of neat.
Man, that tripped me out.
Yeah, like when the lady grabs your shoulders. But
I thought you were sniffing him. You like got over here like.
Yeah, Fear 2, man. It's got some scary moments.
Yeah,
it does.
I think it's gonna be really good. And then once again, the AI is fan fucking tastic.
Oh yeah,
you guys are really smart.
I'm very happy that Monolith got the rights back and could call it Fear 2.
Yeah,
and actually have Alma in it.
Yeah.
So
I'll probably check it out.
I'll probably
check out the Wabbits.
Check out Fear 2.
Fear 2. That's a good game.
Level 1.
I feel like it dissolves.
I played that this week. I'll be damned.
I feel like it dissolves people's attention.
I did finally start breaking down on some of the games I never beat from last year. Finally beat Star Wars Force Unleashed.
Nice.
Fucking done.
Beat Half-Life Episode
7. Wait, hold on. Good or evil for Star Wars Force Unleashed?
Good.
Okay.
Meaning I killed the Emperor first, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Well,
Beat Half-Life Episode 2, so now I'm pissed that I did because they left it open for 3, like, cliffhanger-wise.
That's all right. They'll re-release Episode 2 14 more times before Episode 3 comes out.
And you know what? I'll play it each and every time.
Probably.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Best first-person shooter ever.
Nope.
Ever. Nope. Anyway.
It's a false statement.
Of course, beat Dead Space.
Just now?
No.
Oh, the fucking
hell. I've been gone for 2 months. I'm catching people up here. I did finally crack open my copy of Dark Sector.
It's about time on that, dude.
And that is really good.
I told you it was really good.
It was really good. The whole prologue with the black and white scene was really cool. And
have you got your glaive yet?
No.
Okay, that's when it gets really good.
That's what everybody's telling me. So, I mean, I'm actually going to dig back into more of that. And that's another reason why I'm not really going to pick up Fear 2.
I've been trying to tell people forever to play that game.
They'll give you a chance between now and Street Fighter actually complete one more game. Started playing a little bit of Skate 2 last night, Electric Boogaloo.
Skate 2.
It's Skate 1.
You can get off your board.
You can get off your board.
That's like a Tony Hawk move, man. That's an incremental upgrade.
Yeah, but there is one Tony Hawk move they don't have. The ability to jump with a button.
I still can't get used to that, and I don't fault the game for that. But
I don't hate Skate 2. I don't need the story mode. I mean, literally, it has like a cutscene at the beginning. Although the cutscene at the beginning is kind of neat. It's like done in FMV where you're like getting out of prison and you're going by all these prisoners and stuff. Yeah, the story premise makes no sense whatsoever.
The fuck you skateboarding? You don't need to be in prison.
No, women skateboarders are like bad now. They're badasses so much they have to like cut down. They have like so many like.
Motherfucker,
there,
you
like,
skating my shit, I'm going
to
cut your face.
It's like a felony and shit now. It's so stupid. Because like, you get out of prison because you're skating, and then you get back in.
Are you walking bow-legged? Because you're a fucking skater in prison.
Man, you can't handle the skateboard.
The opening did have some really cool movie moments. They had like Blues Brothers montage. They had the Shining montage from the Jack Nicholson version where like the guy in the like the bunny suit is like laying next to the bed of the guy, and it says Skate 2 backwards on the wall. And
nice.
I mean, there's some really cool stuff at the beginning. Anyway, so I started getting into the game, started playing a little bit. It's not bad.
Man, it seems like this game just wants to be so much more than just skateboarding.
Yeah. Let me give you a little hint. That's what happened to Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
That's why he got ruined. Stop!
I got out of prison.
Tony Hawk's American Wasteland.
I'm
a
slammer.
Hardened skateboarder.
Well, thankfully, Neversoft's going to stop making them, so.
Yeah, they are.
No.
They're making Gitter Hero.
But I am, you know, I'm going to give it some more time. I don't think it's a keeper for me, but, you know, I'll probably give it a decent score. You know what? If anything, it's the best black box game to come out this year, unlike Need for Speed Unfinished.
But that came out last year.
Yeah.
Snap!
Snap! Put it down.
I snapped myself. That's illegal.
That is illegal. Yeah.
Illegal forward motion.
I haven't played any Xbox Live Arcade games because there hasn't really been anything out that.
The Mall.
I forgot. Yeah,
the mall.
I forgot.
You gotta buy the Mall.
I gotta add something to what my fondling. Well, I played The Mall, and it's really cool.
I told you,
I like
it. Cool.
It's pretty neat. It's a like a full 3D
platformer
game on Xbox Live Arcade, and you have this little like blue blob looking kind of guy with a big mouth and one
purple.
Eye. I said blue, didn't I?
Yeah,
I meant purple.
Your dude's blue.
Yeah, your dude's blue that you walk around, and you keep this guy on a leash, and you have him eat different things, and when he eats different things, he gets different powers or whatever that help you solve puzzles, and then he keeps getting progressively bigger.
It's really fun.
But it's really, yeah, it's fun.
Really fun.
As a matter of fact,
it's got a charm to it, too, that's pretty cool.
It's 800 points, yeah.
Yeah.
A game that
play the trial.
A lot of reviewers on the internet have been comparing it to is A Boy and His Blob.
It is kind of like A Boy and His Blob.
I love that game.
It's
great.
It's just it's the same premise.
It's really good.
Only with no ketchup belt jelly beans.
That was an interesting game.
That was.
Yeah.
The Mall is awesome.
So yeah, so PlayStation Network really haven't played anything but Little Big Planet. I have not done the Resident Evil 5 demo on the PSN because
it's not out yet.
Well, that too. Well, no, it's Fear 2. You guys were talking about with the
frame
rate issues.
With the frame rate issues on Fear 2. That's what I hear. I haven't done it yet, so
yeah.
I don't know.
I see. I needed to add another thing to my
fondling.
Right. I'm sorry. I played Wipeout again.
I did too.
This week. And
seriously,
your.
How'd you get it?
I logged back into your account.
You motherfucker.
I deleted it again. But
okay.
Yeah.
The reason.
Well, the thing is, you had to have it downloaded first, and then you do the extraction key file.
So it works
on
your account.
Anybody wants
now?
To do the file sharing for Wipeout, you download the game first, then download the key, and it unlocks it. So
it works on your account
yes.
now? Okay, well, I need your info.
Yes.
You need to send it to me because right. what you told me, and it's not your email address. You just told me your username. I need your email address that you use.
Oh, okay.
So send me that later.
Anyways, you're correct. It does make it easier
it's
because it gives each race has its own individual difficulty now. Like, you can change the difficulty individually on each race.
Yeah.
And it defaults at the lowest difficulty, I think.
I mean,
so that's probably why
it
seemed easier.
I could get a lot more done. Like, I could actually get through some races that I've been stuck on.
That game is fan-fucking-tastic.
Oh, dude,
yeah.
It's ridiculously good.
You should see it in 1080p.
Is there a custom soundtrack option?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure,
yeah.
I mean, grant the music. I like the whole trance thing because it's Wipeout. But
right.
But there's
like
not
that.
Enough.
Right.
There's not enough variety.
What is that?
Everybody get out your pacifiers.
That was cool.
Anyway.
It's the best one ever.
But
get
yeah,
out your glow sticks.
Wipeout is amazing. But I'll let you keep talking about it since it's your fondling and you played it too.
Yeah. No, I
get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
I played through the first two sections, I believe, so far. And no, I'm loving every minute of it. I forgot how much I missed Wipeout.
When it's good.
Yeah.
When it's good,
yeah.
How much you miss
Which
it.
Which makes me really want a new F-Zero. I know it'll be on the Wii, but I'm curious to see what a new F-Zero would be like with
hopefully easier.
With the dreaded Mario Kart wheel. Because I actually kind of like the Mario Kart wheel, so.
Thing is, the Mario Kart wheel
it's a piece of plastic!
No.
No, but I mean, I like controlling it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, the Mario Kart wheel works good with Mario Kart.
Right.
Because
it's a piece of plastic.
Well, yeah, but it forces you to hold the controller in a certain way.
But
yeah.
I can hold the controller
yeah.
that way
yeah,
without
you,
the piece of plastic.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just not as comfortable.
Well,
I don't think it would work with F-Zero, though, because it's too fast. It's too fast of a game.
It would have to
be.
Make
the damn game easier, too. F-Zero
I bet it would. I bet it would work with F-Zero with the Wii Motion Plus.
Ow,
because it would allow you to make more slight adjustments.
Yeah, but I'd rather play F-Zero with a classic controller.
GameCube. Controller, what the fuck? Everybody's looking at me when I say GameCube.
GameCube!
But, anyways.
It's like I said a dirty word or something.
All right, future fondling. Like I said, I'll tinker around with Fear 2 when it comes out. Obviously, I'm getting Street Fighter 4, I guess. I'm probably going to be like, I'm not one to fall under peer pressure, but I'll probably be pressured into getting the PS3 version. And it's not because I don't want the PS3 version, it's just I don't turn it on as often. Right. So
you will once you get Street Fighter.
Yes.
Till he gets online against me.
Join us.
No, he's not a sore loser. So
that's true. He's not.
No. He'll keep playing.
I love to get my ass kicked, and I do quite often. So
you do it well.
I'm a
doing
video
it
game
and
masochist.
Doing it and doing it well.
And of course, I guess I'll just get the party started right. March 3rd, MLB the Show.
Oh, 2009.
Yes. Are you like throwing your hat like you graduated or something? What the fuck?
I'm excited for that too.
So I've already got it paid off, so I can't freaking wait for that. So
what? I didn't say nothing.
You know what the nice thing to it's funny because I find myself this is about the show.
Yeah.
I find myself excited every year for the show to come out, not only to see or not only to actually play the game, but to see the ratings that they gave different teams. Yeah. That's one of the things that I always get curious about around this time of year. So I'm curious to see with all the free agent acquisitions what they rated the Yankees this year on the show.
Uh-oh.
Anyways, go ahead.
Man.
Dude, seriously.
Well, actually,
we had another complaint on the forum.
I'm sorry.
We've had belching complaints.
Did they belch when they complained?
Yes, they
did. But I don't take it seriously.
Okay.
I'm actually kind of looking forward to, believe it or not, Guitar Hero Metallica as well.
Did you see that lineup of songs and lineup of bands?
I have one word for that lineup of songs. Sam Hain. I fucking flipped shit when I saw that. I
they like, fought hard to get along.
They got fucking Sam
Hain
in the fucking game, which made me fucking almost weep.
What made me weep? One is on there.
Yep.
Full band one.
Yeah.
Full band.
If you reserve it.
You get an extra bass pedal that I'm never going to use.
Come on, man. You can't be Lars, man.
You know what? I can't be Lars anyway because my fucking Guitar Hero drums are broken and they're not going to repair them. They want me to pay for the shipping and packaging back.
I got another set of Rock Band drums.
Well, Activision ain't replacing
it. I didn't have to send mine back either.
Activision's not replacing mine. EA replaced mine.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
They were nice. Sent it right to me.
Stupid Blizzard.
Yeah. I want my Guitar Hero drums back. They're broken. Bastards.
Anywho, so yeah. Granted, that's not till like March 29th, but granted, I wish they would still do the whole chronological Aerosmith thing, because I like to play maybe as like Cliff Burton and stuff and the older lineup. But I think it'll be a fun game, unlike Aerosmith was.
Just because you didn't like Aerosmith.
Yeah.
You don't like Aerosmith?
No.
I like Aerosmith.
I like good Aerosmith. But there wasn't a good Aerosmith song on the game.
Oh, wow. Alrighty then.
Should have called Not So Great as Hits.
Dream-o.
Anyway, so on to Zero Tolerance.
I didn't play anything new this week.
our funneling drug today.
I didn't get anything new to play. I just played old stuff. Actually, I've been playing a lot of Ninja Gaiden 2. I got back into that, and I realized like how much of a workout that game is to play. Like when you play it, you're
it actually takes effort.
It takes stuff out of you when you play.
It
like
does.
I have to stop, and I'll get to a save point, and I'm like, all right, I gotta stop. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I gotta stop because the game's whooping my ass. Like every encounter. Is like you could die.
Yeah, that's the truth.
No matter what enemy it is, they could whoop your ass.
Yep,
it's ridiculous. But I'll tell you what, that story—I forgot how crazy that shit was.
Dude,
it's like at the
it's
end they
terrible.
Just they, at the end of the game they're just kind of like, let's just make this the weirdest fucking
the
shit
first
you've
one was
ever
the same
seen.
Thing.
Not this bad.
Oh, see, I didn't play all the way through too. So
let me just put it to you this way: towards the end of the game, I have seen a demon come up naked in blood.
Nice.
Some guy with a third eye in the middle of his head conjuring up this giant tentacle-looking thing.
Interesting.
This androgynous guy with wings carrying around somebody dressed in a toga.
Awesome.
Telling him he's going to recreate the world. And a giant wolf with a bone saber.
Nice.
Who's going to kill me.
Right. It's kind of like the dogs with knives.
And big centaurs. Big giant centaurs.
Man, this makes me want to play the game. Sounds awesome.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, exactly.
It pulls the Devil May Cry shit later in the game where
you have to go back.
And you have to fight the enemies over again.
Like, oh.
How far did you make it in the game?
Me?
Yeah.
Not very far. Oh, I didn't play it a lot. That's probably right around where I am.
Did you fight the two big armadillos?
No.
Okay. You have to fight them again. And then you have to fight the giant, which you haven't fought the archfiend. You have to fight him again. Then you have to fight the wolf again. That's the second time you fight the wolf. This is all in one level.
Nice.
Good God.
Yeah, that wore me out.
Itagaki hates you.
He does. And I'm playing on punk difficulty. And this game is... Oh, God. There's giant dragons that are regular enemies. Giant fucking dragons are regular enemies.
By definition, you should not be a regular enemy.
It's ridiculous.
You are a giant fucking dragon.
Oh, yeah. My God. But I love it. It's beautiful. It's so much fun. It plays so good, and I forgot how good it was. So I got back into that. I'm actually, after I played the Fear 2 demo, I got excited about Fear, and I went back and I was playing Perseus Mandate, the expansion pack that I have. And it's totally Fear. I mean, there's just no way else to talk about Fear. You fight the same three enemies over and over and over again. You slow down time and you blow people in half.
And you're in office buildings, and right?
You're in a lot of office buildings. And every now and then a mech will come out in slow motion and shoot rockets at you.
Yeah.
That's Fear. That's the entire game every time you play it. This will be my third Fear experience, and it's been the same every time.
Cool.
You know, other than that, I didn't even turn my PS3 on this week other than to play some movies.
Yeah.
I played a couple old arcade games. I played Tee It Up Golf. I played that again. I played Omega 5.
Level 1.
The Glacial Fortress. And I realized I still suck at that game.
Yeah. Omega 5 is pretty sweet.
It's pretty fucking hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
Yeah, I can't even get past the second level. Don't sit over there with a smirk on your face. It's not that
it's
hard.
It's not that
hard. That's not that hard. I'm a master of shmups, bitches.
No.
I'm a master of unlocking.
Motherfucker, I can't even get off the second level.
Man.
I'm terrible at those games. I'm terrible.
Man, I'm terrible.
Well, at least
I'm
you terrible. Got to the second level. There's a lot of shoot 'em ups that you have to be almost a guy to get to level 2.
Yeah. Here's something about Afro Samurai you'll like when you get it. First, what would you say, about first 2.5 minutes of the game, you get like 50 achievement points?
You get it on the PS3, dude.
Oh, okay, never mind. Yeah. How are the trophies on that? Because literally in the first like 2.5 minutes, basically from the beginning until you cross over the bridge, I got like 50 achievement points.
I
like, every time I do something, I was like, bloop,
bloop. Reminds me of Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
Yeah, Prince of Persia, man, they just give out achievements, huh?
Yeah, that's my biggest disappointment of the year.
Tell you the truth, I did not notice any trophies.
I think it's got to have them, doesn't it? Because it was released after January 1st.
I thought that was the rule. I don't know.
It might have trophies, but then again, a lot of PS3 games, they make the trophies really tough to get.
Yeah, they're the same as the achievements. If it's a multi-platform game, they're exactly the same, because I played through BioShock, and it was exactly the same.
Well, if it's exactly the same, then
they're not
necessarily
the same, though. Usually they are, but sometimes they're not.
I've never seen one that isn't, but I haven't played a lot of stuff that's multiplat. So
I'll be sure to check when I play the game again or when I start my system up again.
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. I noticed that Killer Wolverine was playing the shit out of Prince Persia.
Was he?
He's got like 300 light seeds.
Man.
I'm like, wow, I couldn't even barely make it past 100.
Yeah.
I got bored after my first power up.
Yeah, I didn't like that game. Like, it got boring to me, so.
It's a good game, but.
No, it's a good game. It's just repetitive.
Yeah. Yep.
But seriously, that's I really think that's all I played this week. I'm really back into Ninja Gaiden. That's like my thing right now that I'm really enjoying playing.
I think Prince of Persia is a good game, but repetitive.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
I think Prince of Persia is a good game, but repetitive.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. But this week, I'm really hoping to play Afro Samurai. That's like the big thing I want to play this week. And then I should get Skate 2. And I think Tenchu for the Wii is this week.
You need a scarf.
A scarf?
We got a Tenchu scarf.
You got a pink one? Can we get a pink one?
It's crimson red.
Isn't this new Tenchu game?
Surprised you're not playing Tenchu.
Does that come out this week?
Yeah, the 5th.
The one for the Wii?
Yeah.
Is it
Deadly Shadows?
Isn't this the one that was made by the original
team? I know.
Yep.
I may pick it up. I didn't know that was this week.
This week. There you go. And then, of course, I'm looking forward to Street Fighter and Killzone.
Oh, yeah.
How much is Tenchu? Is it 50?
50, I think.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know if I can afford it.
Dude, I don't know. I bought Tenchu Z. I don't know, dude. This is made by the same guys that did the first two, though.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. That's why I want it.
And that's it.
I like Tenchu Z. I don't care.
The first one.
You don't like
second
Tenchu?
Was good
second
too.
Was all right. I just didn't like the whole dragon. I mean, I thought the idea of the dragon the bodies around was good, but it seemed like almost a chore sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Riki Mayu. Like, I don't want to hide this motherfucker. Well, actually, Tenchu was the first PS1 stealth game.
Yes, yep. It was.
It came out before
then
Metal Gear.
Metal Gear stole its thunder.
Yeah,
pretty much.
All right, so I guess we got some news now.
Yes.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Some Guy Who's Not Here Weekly Derp. Brought to you by the Super Bowl, where hundreds of millions of Americans will watch 3 straight hours of commercials broken up by some boring football and a terrible concert. And now your host, some guy who is here.
Fuck you. Football's awesome. Take your doubloons and shove them up your ass.
Hey, I will not stand for that.
Alright.
Back in my day, we played football with no pads and leather helmets.
Hey, but the E Street Band's going to play at halftime. Clarence Clemens and Syl from The Sopranos.
Bruce Springsteen is a douche.
He is. I'm a blue-collar guy. I'm just like you, but I'm a billionaire.
Right.
I feel your pain, but I'm a billionaire.
Twisted Pixel has revealed that it is hard at work on 3 new levels for the Xbox Live Arcade game, The Mall.
There you go.
Chris Early, who's never late, the head of games for Windows Live.
You did not just make that joke.
As well as the GamerScore blog crew are among the 5,000 layoffs at Microsoft. Other people affected are the ASUS stuff. What?
ASUS.
Probably staff.
ASUS staff.
ASUS stuff. The team behind the Flight
Simulator
series.
Yeah, it's because Wolverine can't read.
Ed Boon has said that he is hard at work on the next Mortal Kombat title.
Yeah, did you see the rumors this week
that
it was going to be T again?
That's not even a rumor. Did you read the article? The other guy was like, this is why
it could
be.
It was just like him making it up.
Yeah, he was like, this is why it could be Team.
But there's no way.
No.
There is no way they would do Team game again.
According to
DC license.
International research, retail sales of video games surpassed that of DVD and Blu-ray for the first time.
Whoa. That's a landmark.
That's impressive and awesome.
Tecmo and Koei revealed today that the two companies have merged and
merge.
Have now formed Koei Tecmo Holdings.
Whoa.
Merge.
The deal will be finalized as per April 1st, 2009. April Fools.
Whereas they're going to say, April Fools, man. What we're really going to do is release 10 more
Dynasty Warriors.
Release 10 more Dynasty Warriors games and close Tecmo. Yay! Fog for everyone.
The new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game is being developed by Game Arts of Super Smash Bros. Brawl fame.
And it looks just like Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
With a release window set for fall 2009. It's a four-player brawler, as it should be, and for the first time there is no tie-in with any movie, television show, or comic book. Fear 2 has gone gold. Fallout 3 Operation Anchorage is now available.
Which I still haven't downloaded and played yet, because I haven't had time.
Me either. Oh, wait a minute.
I thought you were taking Killer Wolverine's place today. He likes the game. It was his number one, too.
Square Enix, because he's weird.
It did make me sad, so I guess that would be
Square Enix has announced its plans to port Crystal Defenders to consoles, including
go sleep with your dog,
including the WiiWare, Xbox Live Arcade, and PSN. Second title Square Enix plans to release soon on Xbox Live Marketplace is an Xbox Live Arcade port of Yosumit, a Nintendo DS puzzle video game.
Oh. It's a puzzle video game. You sounded like my grandma.
You playing one of them puzzle video games?
Using them paddles?
Do they have bingo for Nintendo?
You guys got any of them Wii games in stock? Well, yeah, they're all on the wall there. No, the game.
With the paddles. A source close to Sony, him and Sony go out drinking sometimes, has issued less than subtle denial to IGN's PSP2 rumor, calling the talk of a touchscreen sequel to the handheld nonsense.
It's nonsense.
Clearly being a quiet time of year, many what we thought to be credible websites are making up stories about PSP2 and how it allows you to teleport across the globe.
Dude, this statement, have you not read this yet?
No, travel through time and will be powered by the horns of baby rhinoceroses.
That's the best. I read that last week, and it was the best PR statement I've ever heard in my entire life from anyone.
Hopefully you can sense a mild tone of sarcasm, which should hopefully indicate how on the money IGN are. Needless to say, we don't comment on rumor speculation, but this is nonsense.
Don't comment on rumor or speculation except to say that it's going to be powered by the horns of baby rhinoceros.
And then you could time travel.
It teleports you across the globe. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm getting it.
Best PR statement ever.
I'm definitely going to get that.
I guess the PSP developers are just angry at themselves for not actually supporting the damn system at all.
Who was that said that again? Did it say?
Source.
No, it just says a source. Whoever it is, they need to make him the head of their PR department.
Definitely. Yes. Kotaku is reporting a rumor that Raiden Fighter Aces will be coming to the 360. You all right there?
I'm hanging in.
All right, and I'm going to try to say this without taking a breath. Atlus announced that it will, indeed be bringing Shin Megami Tensei Devil Summoner 2 Raido Kuzunoha versus King Abaddon to North American PlayStation
2. Can they fit that on a box?
No.
No.
It's going to be all the way down the box.
Jesus Christ. Okay, stop making subtitles.
I'll have, go back up to it real quick. Then, of course, then I'll have the dorky fanboy walk in. You guys got SMTDS2RKVKA? I'm like, fuck you.
And I'll say no, but we got FUCKYOU. Take a step.
Banjo-Tooie will hit Xbox Live Arcade in April and feature Stop and Swap. According to a 4J Studios rep, the Stop and Swap items collected
in Brian's mom's nickname.
Banjo-Kazooie will magically appear in Tooie, resulting in, well, you'll just have to wait to find out. Ooh. The lead producer of Halo Wars has suggested that DLC for the game could be in the works. Where's he suggesting this from? The unemployment line?
Oh. Hey, who in this room is getting Halo Wars?
I am.
I'm thinking about it.
Because if enough of you guys get it, I might get it too. Because I liked Age of Empires. So.
I'm gonna try the demo first and see if I... Because I'm not huge on RTS games, but
yeah,
I do like the Halo series.
I like Age of Empires, so that's about it.
A MotorStorm 2 patch is on the way. Don't know what it does.
Sweet.
Capcom's...
Hopefully it patches in another couple hundred thousand people to buy the game.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Capcom's Keiji Inafune told Famitsu that they are working on Dead Rising 2 and Lost Planet 2.
Well, hopefully they'll be smart and put the camera option back into the game. It's like, hey, my name's Frank, and we're going to take out the whole fact that I'm a photographer out of the game for the Wii.
And I can't jump.
Yeah, because that would be way too much strain on the Wii.
I lost the fucking ability to jump.
For some reason, I walked into this mall and my camera finger doesn't work anymore, and I lost the ability to jump.
But hey,
my calves have atrophied.
But now I can save in two places.
Woohoo!
With no time limit.
It's a magical thing. Funtown Mahjong was this week's. You want to read? Motherfucker?
Mahjong.
Was this week's Xbox Live Arcade game. There's way too much conversation about something nobody cares about. Okay? Sony Pictures Home Entertainment announced that Spectacular! It's got an exclamation point at the end. I gotta do that. We'll be the first DVD movie to offer tracks for Rock Band. A Nickelodeon original movie, Spectacular, will premiere on February 16th, 2009. Two songs from the film will be available on the marketplace starting next week, but with the March 31st DVD release of Spectacular, consumers that buy the movie will get a redemption code for a free download of the two songs.
And I still don't download them.
Probably should be called Chitty!
MCV is predicted that the UK market will become the second largest in the world next to the US this year, overtaking Japan.
There's no surprise there.
No, not at all. The Japanese version of the new Final Fantasy 13 trailer reveals that
the
Square Enix Super RPG will be released in 2009 for PlayStation 3. Which, did you watch the 360 trailer?
Mm-mm.
At the end of it, it says, in production for Xbox 360. Like, what the fuck does that even mean? In production.
In production.
Let me tell you about Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy is a traitor.
You thought your wallet hurt enough already? MTV has told Billboard that Rock Band could have as many as 5,000 tracks this year.
Oh. Are you kidding me?
Well, they gotta give me more than Lenny Kravitz and Grateful Dead.
The Entertainment Software Association.
Sorry, Megan, that wasn't a knock.
Has announced that the overall computer and video game industry hardware, software, and peripheral sales reached $21
billion. Billion.
Billion. If you have the PS3 version of Mirror's Edge, you received a free time trial map called Synesthesia.
I guess it's it's like Cine and then Anesthesia. So I assume it's like Synesthesia.
Synesthesia. An estimated 4,000 IBM employees have been laid off.
That sucks.
Gamecock founder Mike Wilson has been in talks with the owner of eBay-listed gaming magazine Hardcore Gamer about a potential purchase. Wilson confirmed to Kotaku.
So you know, they'd be hardcore cock then if they...
No, just hard cock. There you go.
You know, I've seen that magazine, Hardcore Gamer, but I have not seen it lately. And I'm kind of worried about
that. To be honest, it's not very good. I've read it before, and I didn't really care for it.
All right. Microsoft announced that Europeans will get a Best of Halo 360 bundle available from 27th of February. From February 27th, the Best of Halo bundle contains Halo Wars, Halo 3, and an Xbox 360 Pro system with wireless controller, and it will be available for a limited time.
If it's called Best of Halo, shouldn't it have the first one in there?
You would think, or at least a coupon to download it.
Yeah.
The Leipzig Game Convention has officially been canceled.
That is a good bundle, though, by the way.
So
well,
no more
sucks.
No more Leipzig.
Man, that does suck.
I thought that was supposed to be the new E3.
Well, apparently it is, because it got closed.
That's true.
Sony Corporation announced its financial results for the third quarter that ended December 31st. The Japanese conglomerate posted a 95% decline in profits, with a year-on-year sales falling 32.2% during the quarter. Sony is blaming the slowdown of the global economy and the appreciation of the yen as the causes of these bad financials.
For the year, though, they posted a profit, didn't they? Didn't I see that somewhere?
I have no idea.
I think they did.
Capcom has confirmed it is working on a patch for Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix. No idea what it does. Ubisoft revealed new details about Epilogue, the first DLC pack for Prince of Persia, scheduled to release for consoles February 26th. Prince of Persia DLC continues the story of the Prince and Elika with a brand new epic adventure, which includes a new region, a new power... a new high pace, a new trap challenge,
and a trap,
a new attack, and new unlockable skins.
All that feel the same.
And also 600 more light seeds.
You know, Prince of Persia is a good game, but repetitive.
According to VG247, newly formed Scottish developer Ruffian is most certainly working on a new Crackdown game, and it's apparently scheduled for the end of 2009 or early 2010. The project's being called Crackdown 1.5.
What do you know?
Man, they're just avoiding it from people saying this is Crackdown 1.5. I mean,
they're like, yep, we're just going to call it that.
Yeah.
It's set in the same city as the real-time World 360 Classic. Multiplayer is going to play a massive part in the game, apparently more so than the new single-player stuff. Disney is the latest in a long list of companies planning to pare down its workforce, with cuts and consolidation affecting Disney Interactive Studios. Layoffs are said to have already hit Turok developer Propaganda.
I lost my job! Pluto, you're fucking fired! get the fuck out of my sight!
Man, you know it's getting bad if Disney.
Minnie, you're gonna have to start whoring yourself out on the corner!
Of course, Mickey, I'll blow you if you let me keep my job!
You are ruining childhood dreams.
Get the fuck out of my office.
I can't do Donald Duck, though.
What the fuck are you, anyway? Some kind of dog-human thing? Get the fuck out of here. Goofy-ass bastard.
I can do Donald Duck, but it ain't happening. 2K Sports have announced, that's one word, that they'll be bringing the legendary boxing manager Don King to Nintendo platforms this March with the release of Don
King
Boxing,
bitch?
Complete with balance board support.
Hey, maybe you have to do another interview with Don King.
And he can talk about how
you balance
beautiful
on the balance board?
Superb balancing on the balance board.
That's balance-tacular.
leads to the freeing of humans all around the world.
Only in America can you balance
only
on
in America.
Board and box.
You sound like Barack Obama.
I'm going to lay the smack down on the Wii balance board.
Sony Online Entertainment announced a deal to bring 5 PopCap titles to PSN, beginning with Bejeweled 2. There you go.
Yeah. Available now for PSN.
A Boomblox sequel called Boomblox Bash Party will be out by spring.
Let me guess. It's a party game.
You think?
Yeah.
Rock Band DLC this week consists of a Pat Benatar song, a song from The Pretenders, and three songs from Thin Lizzy and two songs from Nico.
Oh, it's a late 70s pack. Yay.
Electronic Arts announced it will diversify your bonds. The Need for Speed series into new genres and games. Ugh. What the fuck are you gonna? What kind of genre are you gonna make out of Need for Speed?
RPG.
Need for Speed.
You didn't see the
Sandbox
announced.
Shooter. I saw the first one, which looked decent, but I don't.
They're
know
also doing a Need for Speed online game.
Need for Speed Puzzle Blast.
How about Need for Speed? Fix your fucking frame rate.
Wow. Activision Blizzard CEO Bobby
Need for
Kotick
Speed cocaine dealing game
has confirmed that DJ Hero is in development and will be released this year. The game will come with a plastic dick and will demand that you tap along to dance music.
I would rather have a keyboard.
Oh, a place to stay. Get your booty on the floor tonight.
Make my day.
The man behind the legendary Crisis on Infinite Earths, Marv Wolfman, has joined other comic book stalwarts Jim Lee and Geoff Johns in SOE superhero MMO DC Universe Online.
Oh, that's man.
Shaping up pretty well.
I'm excited, but, you know.
It's never coming out.
It might never come out. Yeah, exactly.
This is awesome. Following the resignation of former chairman Peter C. Brown, struggling Midway Games appoints president and CEO Matthew Booty. As the new chairman of the board.
Wow, he just got promoted last year to... Yeah, what? Yeah.
If those two got married, it would be Peter Booty. Let me see that booty roll.
Booty just got promoted last year. I guess this explains why there's no Midway conference.
According to Kotaku, Jason Pace, Halo Wars lead producer, points out, Ensemble is forming a new company and will help support the game. Microsoft, he says, is interested in keeping its relationship with the new Ensemble studio. Nothing is finalized, however. And finally, GameStop will be hosting a Street Fighter 4 tournament. It starts on February 29th. If interested and want more details, check with your local GameStop. Thanks to Fido Dido for that info.
Oh, good!
Hey, you're my local GameStop.
Yep.
What's going on with the tournament?
I don't know.
It's happening. It's happening at some point. That's all he knows.
It's happening.
What's happening?
It's happening.
All
right. It's time to answer some questions. I'm going to butcher this name.
Ho-ho.
Is it Kyle Zinn?
Kyle.
Well, how about
I don't know. He calls himself KZ.
Yeah.
So let's go with that.
Yo, it's your boy, KZ. Been a while since I've commented or sent in a question for you guys. For the comment podcast, still kicking ass.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I look forward to it every week to get me through my library job.
Nice.
Video version would be nice to see how you guys really react. Just listening to the audio is enough to make me get kicked out of the library for laughing out loud too hard.
Awesome.
Thank you.
For
Thank
the
you.
Question or questions, I played Prince of Persia, and I have to say I was thoroughly disappointed.
It's a good game, but repetitive.
I liked it from the beginning, but as I played through it more, it became a chore. Do you guys think the next Prince of Persia will bring more to the table than just press button, wait for wall run animation, press another button, gameplay?
I hope. That's about all I can say.
I hope.
I don't know.
I don't know, because
hopefully
I don't know
they'll
how
have
well
something.
It sold. It didn't sell that well.
Mm. No.
I don't know.
I hope it goes back to more traditional Prince of Persia style gameplay.
Why can't we have Santa time again?
Yeah. Well, not the same game, but play the same.
Hell, I'd like to have the original redone, but not like this remix.
Right.
The HD remix, but actually like a 3D version of the original, which was a good game. I mean, the new Prince of Persia is good, but it's repetitive.
Question number two. The next-gen console games are starting to burn through my wallet at $60 a game.
Yes, sir.
Khan, since you seem to be the master of the handhelds, Gambus Khan dual-screen scholar,
nice.
What are a few good games I should pick up for my DS?
Man, he actually gave me a title.
You going to put that on a name tag and put it next to your chair?
I think he will.
Yes. Yes. There is so many good DS games that... Let me see here. If you're into RPGs, the DS is basically your system.
For shizzle.
for shizzle. A good game. some good games that have.
GambusCon saying for shizzle is about the greatest thing ever.
Some good games have come out over the past year. Of course, The World Ends With You, Professor Layton, Final Fantasy IV Remake, Dragon Quest IV Remake, of course, the upcoming Dragon Quest V. I'm also really looking forward to the Ease Book 1 and 2 Remake from the TurboGrafx 16 CD-ROM based system.
Is that that Wise game?
Yes. It's spelled YS. But here's the cool part. That game is actually going to include a soundtrack. A CD soundtrack of the game is going to be included in the box. And that alone is basically going to be worth the price for me because the music was composed by one of my favorite music composers, Wazoo Kashiro. So I'm definitely...
Pure Wazoo.
Wazoo Kashiro. So I'm definitely going to be picking that up.
I love the 2 Ease games.
Yes.
And I was pissed when they redid it on the Super Nintendo because there was a glitch on the final boss. You couldn't beat him.
Yeah. I never actually made it to the final boss in that game, but I thought it was weird how they changed the perspective from overhead to side-scroll. But it was still a good game. It was fantastic.
Fantabulous.
But, yeah, if you really want to look-see, like, a look-see. That's funny. Not really.
No, not really.
You got the Imagine series you can play, too. You can be a rock star, wedding designer, teacher,
you can, yeah.
Babysitter.
You can get babies. Whatever that stupid game is.
Extreme. It's extreme because it ends with a Z, like dolphins.
Babies.
Dolphins.
Pets.
And whores.
But,
horses, not whores. They don't have a whores game.
Pets whores.
But, yeah, besides the games I've already mentioned, of course, like Contra 4 is awesome. The new Metal Slug game is pretty sweet. Bangayo.
It's older, but the WarioWare games are good.
Yes.
Mario Kart, yeah. Bitch.
Mario Kart.
New Super Mario Brothers.
New Super Mario Brothers. All those games are fantastic. The DS has an incredible stellar library.
Didn't get enough reputation, but Super Princess Peach was badass, too.
You know, I have not even checked that game out.
Shame on you!
Yes.
You're not no longer the, was it the hell? Was it
Zelda.
GambusCon dual screen scholar.
Thank you.
What was it? Was it Four Swords that was on the DS? A Zelda game?
No, Four Swords was
GBA.
That's
GBA.
Right. Yeah, what was the Zelda one that's on?
Phantom Hourglass?
Yes.
Yeah, Phantom Hourglass. There it is.
Yeah.
Fuck your couch, I win! Jeopardy, bitch!
And of course, too damn many there's Zelda games.
There's a Ninja Gaiden, Dragon Sword?
Yeah,
yes. Yeah. That's, I thought that was pretty decent. There's a lot of great DS games. I mean,
the Metroid game?
Metroid?
Metroid Prime Hunters, is that what it is?
Yeah, I heard that wasn't great, but it was really good.
Metroidvania.
Yeah, Metroidvania.
Castlevania.
And all the Castlevanias.
Yeah,
all the Castlevanias are fantastic. And basically, there's a lot of upcoming DS games that I can't remember off the top of my head.
Phoenix Wright games.
Yeah, Phoenix Wright. Yeah. Dude, DS has an incredible library.
Hotel Dusk.
Hotel Dusk.
Is that the one you read like a book?
It's like Shadowgate.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, exactly.
Your mom's like Shadowgate.
It's like a film.
That makes no sense.
It's like a film noir. Shadowgate.
It's point and click, just like mom.
That's true.
But
your mom can click?
A really good place for checking out like future DS games is Nintendo Power. Nintendo Power, I've actually been buying that magazine.
Future publication.
For the past few months. They got a lot of really good DS covers. As a matter of fact, probably the last several issues of Nintendo Power, the most exciting games have been DS games.
Of course, because 90% of the Wii games are rated 60% or below.
Did you? Yeah.
What?
So,
that's not a joke.
That sounds like that Bob and Tom song. 50% of statistics are 40% made up. 50% of this, 45% of 30% of your brain.
90% of the Wii games released have a rating of 60% or below.
Yeah. Okay.
It's too much math.
So fuck your white system.
What? What?
What?
Anyway, keep up the good work. Keep those podcasts coming.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
P.S. Glad you guys, Con and Wombat, finally picked up Valkyria Chronicles.
Awesome game.
I just got my copy for my birthday, and I'm enjoying the hell out of it. He tells me I need
awesome,
to get this game.
Awesome game.
As I say, it's Tay Awesome Sauce.
Do you like strategy games, Brian? Strategy RPG
like
style? It's, I mean,
like
it's
Final Fantasy Tactics, or
well, see, I guess it's like it's kind of got the same feel to it, but it's third person. Like it zooms down in third person, you actually control it like a full 3D shooter.
It's actually its own genre.
Yeah, you should download the demo for Valkyria Chronicles.
Yeah, it's unlike anything you've ever played.
Yeah, it's all right. Awesome.
This next question is: it's a good thing you're here. Chunky Lover 1020 wants to say, "Hey guys, love the show. Just wondering where I can get the music that plays at the
More
end of each
for the
episode."
Pushing.
It's usually my favorite part of the show. No offense.
So here's the question. Here's the question. Is he a lover who's chunky, or does he love chunkies? Like the candy bar. Or does he love chunky people?
Well, you can ask him that. Nobody's here going to answer it.
All right. You can either click on my profile on N4G Podcast, because it's on my name. Or you can go to myspace.com/thefeastofthedead.
And order a CD from him, and he'll mail it out to you.
For free.
And for free.
Of course, I'm sure there's, I think, five people right now that I owe CDs to, but, hey, I haven't been to Staples. I'm out of covers. So they're on their way. Actually, I get paid this coming week, and they will be out to all those people.
Nobody wants to know your pay schedule.
Hey, half the fucking people listen to the podcast.
Just to hear your music.
Yes, indeed.
So it's coming, so please be patient. It's coming, I swear.
All right. Next up, Mr. Fido Dido says, "Hello, podcast crew. Greetings from Los Angeles, sunny California."
Greetings to you from cold and rainy and shitty Ohio.
Yeah. But before I begin, let me get this out of the way. The show fucking rules.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
If my calculations are right, I think this question should be read on the 100th episode.
Calculations were slightly off.
A little bit.
A little bit. We got through questions faster than usual.
I'm so happy for you guys. Much brotherhood love from L.A.
Thank you.
You guys have provided me with lots of hours of laughs and enjoyment. With that being said, I had heard lots of video game podcasts from Monday through Saturday. People out there bring new material for everyone to hear. I don't want to plug them because they don't plug you guys. But my question is, have you guys realized how good your show is?
No,
not really.
I think we're okay. Actually, we're all
there's so much fucking confidence in this room about this show. It's
we
terrible.
Just I don't know.
We tell it like it is, and that's why it's good, because truth is a lot more
we're
fun
probably
than lying about it.
We're probably the most eccentric podcast.
We enjoy doing the show, and we're lucky enough to be blessed with listeners who enjoy listening to the show.
Seven of them.
Yeah, all seven of them. And thank you very much.
Yeah. So thank you for thinking that we're very good. That makes us happy.
Have you guys acknowledged the special chemistry the show has?
Well, we're all doing a circle jerk right now. That's what you mean.
Since me and Brian's mom have a special chemistry.
Oh.
What the hell is going on?
I got to take Killer Wolverine's place today.
Jesus.
Your mom's such a hoe, her cup size is a souvenir.
What? I don't get that at all. It doesn't make any sense.
I didn't get that.
Cup size souvenir to give it out to like the first 10,000 fans. Get the souvenir cup.
Oh.
Never mind.
He's a football fan.
Oh.
You and your baseball references. All right.
But yeah, thank you. Again.
Yeah.
What could happen if opportunity to make money doing this comes knocking your door? I cash that check.
We will sell out in a heartbeat. We will sell out today.
I'll be like,
if you know anybody that needs to buy us out, tell them to email me.
We will plug shit every day.
Yeah, you'll have the Wombat saying, "That show is brought to you by."
It actually will be brought to you by stuff.
Yeah.
And it won't be funny anymore.
It'll be like, start off with like orchestrated music, like, "Greetings, everyone. I'm Zero Tolerance, and welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Brought to you by
Burger King.
Taco Bell."
It will go from a two-hour show about video games and your comedy to a one-hour and 58-minute show of advertisements, 2 minutes of comedy.
And
like
the 2 minutes of comedy will be pretty terrible. We're going to sell out all the way if we sell out.
We're all going to wear
suits and slick our hair back and... No.
Before you download, you have to look at four ads.
Right. Yep. It's going to be...
I love Pepsi.
This is a tasty Pepsi in this show. I'm happy.
Yeah, you know, I actually thought Valkyria Chronicles was a great game, but I can't say that it was quite on the level of Taco Bell's new Border Bowl, which features an incredible mix of rice and meat. Grade E meat.
Grade Z chicken. Hey, guys, try some Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Hey, guys, I'm going to step out of the fondling for a second so I can enjoy my juicy Whopper. I got it at Burger King where I can have it my way. So
hey,
I ordered my
Whopper.
What,
you know what? This show, I'm loving it. What the fuck?
Well, our show is the choice of a new generation.
This show
just like cold, refreshing Pepsi.
This show gives me a headache. Anybody got any Advil?
Here, try two of these.
Little. Yellow.
Nuprin.
Different.
Little. Yellow. Different.
I sold out, man!
Boogeyman's comments brought to you by Trojan Latex.
Give me that money. Give me that money. I'm going to make it rain in the club.
Oh, man.
They'll send me like Trojan t-shirts and shit in the mail. Like, here, wear this.
Yeah, we can't see it, but wear it. The fuck?
Oh, sorry. I just had to take a drink of my Mountain Dew.
Really? I have Coke. Tasty.
You can't advertise Mountain Dew and Coke.
Watch me. I got checked. I got paid.
The check's in the mail.
This is ridiculous. I'm about to walk out of here and get my Honda Accord, which was 2008 Motor Trend Car of the Year, and features luxury seating and safety features for the entire family.
Well, Ken is working on his fourth Camel of the Year. Great for kids.
They are great for kids. They taste like happy.
Smooth and delicious Camel cigarettes.
Gets me through every show. All right. Is there room for another member in the show? But instead of being physically there, be like a correspondent who will appear from time to time. Being in California, I have access to so many game publisher headquarters. Access to people who's in the game industry. So what do you say? He sounds like he's asking for.
I think he's mining for a job. You know, we don't really get paid.
Yeah, we don't get paid. And if you like go into a game publisher office and just like knock the door down, then we could be like sued for that.
That's true.
Because you say you with us.
That's
we ain't
true.
Got no money.
We ain't got no money. We haven't got the sponsors yet. Sponsors like Dell Computers.
It's a Dell.
And eMachines computers.
You got a Dell,
which
dude.
You can purchase at your local Walmart.
Hey,
and Best Buy.
Where you can also find gaming supplies and food on sale for something 88.
I think I am the correspondent of here from time to time.
Yeah, that's true. No, Professor Chaos is the correspondent that appears from time to time.
We need some soul in our podcast.
Yeah. No, actually, we're not really set up for that kind of thing.
Unfortunately.
The whole, like, correspondent that's not actually here kind of thing.
Oh, by the way, guys.
Let's go to Gambus Con for a look at the weather.
Oh, by the way, guys, I listen to all my podcasts on my Apple iPod.
You got to be dancing around when you say
yes.
That.
It's cool and happening. I always listen to it when I'm like,
you
got to
be a black silhouette.
Starbucks.
You got to be a black silhouette with, like, a red background.
Yeah.
Gambus is rocking some Under Armour shoes. And he can't protect this house.
That burp was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
And I'm going to give you some Gas X for your problem.
Thank you.
I think I'll have some Pepto-Bismol, too. I have to look at my Dakota watch here.
Hold on. Someone's
don't nobody know what the fuck Dakota is?
Someone's calling me on my iPhone. Hold on 1 second. Hey, slides to unlock, and it features many games and cool applications.
One last thing. Could be officially announced listener number 8, since you guys only have 7.
I don't know.
Wow.
Who's number 8?
After we sell out, we might jump to number 8.
He is.
Okay, there's 8.
Okay. There you go. We've got 8 listeners now.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Fido Dido, number 8.
Thanks, guys. Ever since I heard the show, Franklin, Ohio rocks.
Man. Yeah, it's because you've never been here.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
No, thank you for all the cool comments.
Yes.
That really was a cool cool message.
Yeah, and I'm sure we ran that joke into the ground a little much.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Next question is Metal Gamer. He says, what's up, crew?
It's like Prince of Persia. It's a good game. It's just repetitive.
What's your favorite console game of all time?
Wow.
Console slash game.
Wow. All
right, Gambus. You don't know?
Well, okay. There's two games that are probably in the running for my favorite games of all time, and that'd be Castlevania Symphony of the Night and Super Metroid.
And what's your favorite console?
I would say it'd probably be a tie between Super Nintendo and Dreamcast, followed closely by PS2.
My favorite console is the Super Nintendo, and my favorite games tie between Blood Omen, Legacy of Kain, and Morrowind.
My favorite console of all time, PlayStation 1. My favorite game of all time, Metal Gear Solid. Please.
Please.
Favorite console of all time, 8-bit Nintendo. Favorite game of all time. You got any sailors? Shenmue.
Whatever.
I'm looking for the five voodoo.
I'm looking for the five whatever.
This next is Professor Chaos's response to a question we were asked last week about black characters in video games. And
black people in the industry itself.
In the industry itself. So this is his answer.
He wasn't able to be here, so he asked us to read his answer.
He says, that's a very good question. I think that seeing more strong black characters in video games is something that is coming. I mean, there was the black guy in Crackdown, Jade from Beyond Good and Evil, Spawn from, Spawn, and Vin Diesel in Riddick. And the Wheelman. It is Mick, so we will claim him. Also, the black cop in True Crime, New York City, Marcus Reed, and last but not least, Carl Johnson from GTA San Andreas. I only put CJ on here because I know someone will point him out, but even though he was the main character, he was a gangbanger, and that is what we are trying to see less of. The problem is that most of the time when a game has a black guy in it, they are used as background characters. I mean, if you really think about it, you will remember that just about every game has a black dude in it. He just isn't memorable. The ones that really feature them normally have the stereotypical black dude that plays basketball, Sean from Street Fighter 3, plays football, Cole from Gears of War, or is just a plain thug who can use a gun, 50 Cent from the 50 Cent games. I mean, I'd love to see a black lead in a game like Alan Wake or Heavy Rain. I think what it is because we are not represented on the development teams, we aren't being represented in the games. When you look at those different developers behind the scenes, you hardly ever see any black dudes. And if you do, they're sweeping the floor. He's joking. But in all seriousness, I think that in the coming years, we will begin to see more and more minorities in video games. With all these different courses and online schools that have become available, and that this generation of youth being brought up in video games, a lot of them will, much to their parents' dismay, not become a doctor or a lawyer, but instead make video games. I don't know. I'm sure I will catch some heat, but that's just my opinion. I have more to say on this, but I will leave that for when I am at the podcast again.
So
we
go.
Did read it.
Oh, I got one thing to say. Afro Samurai.
Alex. Alex from Half-Life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
What the? And we're right now.
But we're actually, we're validating his point by pointing out the fact that we recognize the fact that there's, hey, this guy's a black character in the game. Hey, this guy's a black character in the game.
And there's there's going to be a new black character in Final Fantasy 13.
Yep, that's the one that's the picture is on the forum.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to move on to the next question, which is from Yeah, Yeah, Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah!
I know you guys
said, hey!
Said classic rock when a guy asked what kind of music you like, and now I want to know, what do you think of The Who?
We don't get fooled again.
Da-da-da. The what?
We don't get fooled again.
I like The Who, and Moon the Loon was a great drummer. There you go.
The Who's pretty cool.
I like The Who.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Talk about my generation.
Do you believe next question, set of questions comes from Cryus. And this might be our last question. We'll see how long it runs.
We'll see how long it runs.
Do you believe that Capcom USA will solve the licensing issues and Tatsunoko versus Capcom cross-generation of heroes will come to the USA and Europe?
Probably not.
No, because Gatchaman, which is just one of the properties of Tatsunoko, they're actually owned by two different companies. So
that's interesting.
Just for those two characters, just for two characters in the game, there's two different rights. So that in itself would be a complication for Tetsunoko versus Capcom. I'm actually contemplating on whether or not to import it and buy a Japanese Wii. But I don't know. I heard it's a really good game, and I've seen video footage of it, and it looks fantastic. And I only wish that I could play it domestically.
Yeah, we'll figure it all about it when Street Fighter 4 comes out. So.
Right. Yeah, probably.
Next question. When will the PSN cards come to Europe?
Who knows? They should have already been there.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah.
What game would you consider the ultimate fighting game?
Super Street Fighter 2 HD Turbo.
Really? I go for Street Fighter Alpha 3.
Street Fighter Alpha 3.
Street Fighter Alpha 3 is not my favorite Street Fighter, but I would consider it the ultimate fighting game.
I would probably consider a tie between Alpha 3, Street Fighter 3 Third Strike, and Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo. Those three games are probably the three best, but for different reasons. Some offer more speed, some offer more strategy. It just depends on what you're into. But those are the three best fighting games, in my opinion, and they're all Capcom fighters.
Kakko Chojin.
My ass.
And Kakko Chojin.
What not released game would you consider a next gen game?
They're all next gen. Don't let anybody sell you anything different. If it comes out on the 360 or the PS3, it's next gen. Just cause, I mean.
Sorry.
Because I didn't include the Wii.
It was a subtle slap to the Wii's face.
The Wii's a subtle slap.
Well, it's
Wii's
just
face.
Because the only thing I ever see this being applied to is games on the 360 or the PS3. Like, oh, that's not next gen. It's like an insult now, or it's a compliment for one game over another. If it comes out this generation, number one, it's not next gen anymore, but that's the label that we use apparently for one reason or another. But anything that comes out on the PS3 or the 360 is next gen. Don't let anybody tell you any different.
I would consider the Nintendo Wii called casual gen.
The casual gen?
Yeah, casual gen.
All right.
Which is different from the casual gym.
Yes.
Where people go and work out.
Number five, do you have any pets? And if so, what names do they have?
I used to have a dog named Missy. But it's that dog's dead now.
I used to have a dog named Missy, but that dog's dead now.
Took her out back.
I took her out back and gave her the old yeller.
It got old and
died.
It passed away.
The dog got old, or feeding it and stuff got old.
Taking care of that dog got fucking old.
I used to have a dog, and I liked having a dog, but. It got old, so I killed it.
No, the dog was it was going blind.
Oh.
Well. Probably from all them stinky farts it used to let.
Stevie Wonder.
Your dog has. What the fuck does Stevie Wonder have to do with this?
Man, nobody's put him down.
Yeah, you're right. My dog had the worst farts ever. I mean, terrible.
Oh,
terrible.
Oh, man.
Why don't we move on?
Right. Yes.
I have two cats. One's name is Sam, and the other's name is Casey.
That sounds like human names.
They are kind of. And Missy doesn't? You had a dog named Missy that you killed because it was old.
I didn't kill the dog. It died of natural causes.
Getting shot in the head's a natural cause. It naturally causes you to die.
I have two cats that I don't live with me anymore, but I still claim them. They were my cats, and their names are Blinks and Dante. Yeah, I'm a nerd.
Yeah, you're a geek.
At least I don't try to name my pets after people.
Hey, fuck you.
And I have a golden retriever and four cats. Golden retriever's name, Ashley Michael Lecter. Ash from Evil Dead, Michael Myers and Hannibal Lecter. Thorn, Lily, Koo, K-O-O, and Boo Boo Kitty Fuck.
You named your cat a curse word.
That's right.
That is messed up, dude.
It is.
If you could change your birth name this instant, what dream name would you wish to have?
Vagina.
What? You would want people to call you that?
Brian Vagina.
Brian. Mr. Vagina.
That sounds terrible.
It does.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I'd probably change my name to Gambus Khan. That'd be awesome in if I was back in school and they were like doing the name call, like Johnny here, Susan here, Gambus Khan. Yeah!
I'd probably change my name, my first name to That Dudes and my last name to Awesome. That way, anybody who sees me will have to go, hey, that dude's awesome.
No, they wouldn't.
I'll be like, hey,
look, it's that
still,
dude.
They're calling me awesome. What's wrong with that?
Hey, what's Mr. Awesome? Awesome.
Mike Awesome.
Mike Awesome with the giant mullet.
Mr. Awesome. If I could change my name to anything, just for shits and giggles, I'd change it to Dirk Diggler.
Dirk Diggler.
Just so I could have my name in neon lights and explode.
That would be.
Star. You're a great Because
I'm a star. I'm a big, bright, shining star.
Big star.
Well, thank you.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit too big of a star.
What video game person?
Brian would change his name to Humongo Giant Cock.
No, he has to keep his original last name, Humongo Vagina.
Oh,
the maturity level of this podcast has just stepped up.
I gotta say one thing. I'm sorry, Mom.
We're the most mature podcast on the internet.
Damn straight. Next question. What video game person's name would you wish to have?
Video game character.
Kane.
Your name would be Kane?
Kane.
Any. Yep. Yeah.
I like that name. Always
anybody but Jet Brody from Fracture.
actually, before Legacy of Kane, all my RPG characters like Jet Dragon Warrior, I would call Kane. So.
You know something? I kind of like Jet Brody.
You would be Jet Brody?
That'd be funny, man.
My name is Jet Brody.
No, I wouldn't choose Jet Brody. I just think that'd be a funny name. But
Duke Nukem.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, would you blow me?
That's not a video
That's
game character.
That's not a video game character.
Well, it should be.
It should be. I don't know.
Call me fucking Kirby, because I'm fat and I'll suck everything in.
Yeah, you certainly do suck.
Kirby.
Big pink ball of shit.
What?
What?
What? Nobody wants to be called Mario.
Mario.
It's Justin. Justin it's wants me. To be Mario.
Mario.
If you would want to travel to some country and live there for the rest of your life, which country would you choose? Japan, Afghanistan, Australia, Germany, France, Spain, China, Russia?
Well, it definitely would not be Afghanistan.
You don't want to live there?
It's a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there.
It's a nice place to maybe visit for like an hour. And then you'd be like, okay, yeah, let's go.
Anyways, I don't know, probably England. Or Japan, just because I think it'd be kind of cool to live in Japan.
Ireland, motherfucker,
dude,
you're already Irish.
Well, thing is, why I say England is because you're right in the heart of the whole European traveling area.
So you could
so
go
you
anywhere.
Can go, you can take a little ferry over to Ireland and still be able to visit and come back.
It's true.
Same thing with Scotland.
Australia would be cool too. I've always wanted to go to Australia.
I'm gonna go to Scotland.
I would want to live in Japan,
That's
man.
That's where I want to live.
Japan.
I always wanted to swim in the waters of Australia, but I was always afraid to get stung by a stingray.
The Lake Minnetonka.
Wow. A Steve Irwin joke.
Yeah, that's too soon.
Too soon?
It's perhaps. Too soon.
Oh,
too
that's
soon. Yeah, that's too soon.
That's a dagger to the heart.
That's terrible.
But yeah, I would want to be in Japan because I love video games, I love anime.
And I love arcades.
Yes.
I don't like that many people. That's why I would never go. Or live there, at least.
Visit,
yes. Live, no.
I would like to go to the Akihabara district, which is also known as the Electric District.
Well, that dude got stabbed.
Dude. In the heart by stingray.
Thing is, in Japan, whenever there's like a killing or a murder or something like that, it makes, dude, it's like big time news, man.
I like to like cash in my 401k and go live in a third world country and be king.
I got a quarter. I bought a house.
Wow. Wow. This one
anyway,
is gone.
We're moving on.
It's taking a severe left turn.
How wide are your TVs? How many inches do they have? Well, then. Mr. Cohen, how many inches do you have?
How many inches? Okay.
Wow.
Don't embarrass yourself on the podcast.
Hold on. I'm grabbing it, kicking and screaming back on the topic. Mine's 46.
46 inches. Huh? Can you beat that?
I got 47.
You had to one-up me.
I used to have the biggest swinging TV in the room, but not anymore. I'm at 50.
And I stand tall at 52. 52 glorious inches.
He got a TV implant.
I did. I took some pills for my TV.
Which,
Smiling Bob.
I rubbed some cream on my TV. It got bigger.
The TV looks especially big to Zero after years of being told that 3 inches is big enough.
I grew 49 inches. I no longer have a complex.
Wow.
Oh, this next question is
once
interesting.
Once again, the maturity level of our podcast is taken.
I love the preface to this next question. Step. If they are alive, how old are your parents? Why do you get quiet like a motherfucker in
Gambus?
Here?
My dad is like 60. I think he's 62. My mom is like 58, I think.
My dad is 55. My mom is no longer alive, but my stepmom is 60.
My father would have been 79, but he passed away last year, and my mother is 67.
And my mom is 56, and I hope my dad's dead.
Jesus.
Wow. Man. Straight talk from Brian Peterson.
Man, that's not nice.
Straight talk from Humongo Vagina.
I know your dad wasn't really a nice guy, but...
He left me at Niagara Falls.
All right, Joe Dirt.
Yeah. He is the real life Joe Dirt.
All right, number 10, we're running close, so we need to get through this. For the past 3 years, there were only a few good anime TV series. Sure,
nobody's still listening to this show anyway, so
sure,
what's it matter?
We get one or two masterpieces like Code Geass. What the fuck?
Code Geass.
Okay, you know that. And Death Note, but mainly all other 80% are perverted comedy crap.
Kind of like this show.
I totally agree.
And I'm talking about shows from Japan, which did not even aired in the U.S. A few months ago, you said that you stopped watching anime because there wasn't any good anime released for a very long time. Did you see these excellent masterpieces, if you will, anime, if you will.
If you will.
Anime like Wolves Rain, Full Metal Panic, Ergo Proxy, Princess Mononoke, Samurai X, Trust and Betrayal, Samurai X, Reflection, Razaphon, Howl's Moving Castle, Neon Genesis, Evangelion, whatever. 5 centimeters per second. That's Boogeyman's sex life. What's up? Gungrave, Ghost in the Shell, Ganku, so to the Count of Monte Cristo, Zammed, Lake Chevalier. This is a long ass list. Do you dislike these animes, or are you just not willing to check them out? This is all you question.
Yeah, because none of the rest of us watch anime.
I haven't watched an anime since
Ninja Scroll.
Ninja Scroll,
that which was the bomb shit.
I haven't ever watched one, so
I actually own probably about 1/3 of what's on that list, and probably seen about half of what's on that list. And
have you seen 5 centimeters per second?
No, that's a newer
hey,
title.
Showing Boogeyman.
pretty much named about all the good anime that has come out over the past 10 years or so. The thing is, as of late, I've actually been getting into older anime, like the old classics, like Beast King Go Lion, which is the Japanese uncut version of Voltron. And I've also been getting into Space Battleship Yamato, which was an anime from the mid-70s, which is pretty good. So I've been going really old school because I figured that there's actually a lot more, there's deeper story elements in those shows, and they don't, I don't think they drag on as much as modern anime. And yeah, you're right, most of modern anime is just comedic, perverted, stupid stuff like look at my bouncing boobs and stuff
like that.
It's
actually the title.
Yeah. I bet there's probably a title like that over there, but yeah, I've been watching a lot of older stuff. And yes, I've also I picked up a box set of Code Geass, and I've also liked the series called I think it's called Lurin Garon. That's pretty good too. So there you go.
Last part of his question is talking about how DVDs and Blu-rays aren't released over here. He says, in Japan, anime DVDs are released the same time as Blu-ray DVDs, but how many years people will have to wait before it's possible for all countries to buy them? Overall, what's your perspective on good anime and bad anime? Do you still watch it if you hear it's good? Name a few that you enjoyed.
Yeah.
Well, by the time... the anime gets caught up on Blu-ray, we'll be moving over to digital downloads. So.
Or whatever the next step is, which if it's not DD.
Fuck you. Yeah, I'm disappointed that Space Battleship Yamato has never been... it came over here as Star Blazers.
Star Blazer!
Yeah, it was cut. It was edited because of people getting killed.
By the anime or in the anime?
In the anime.
Okay.
In the shipping process over here. Yeah.
And another show that is extremely... extremely violent is Go Lion, which was Voltron. You know, you see, it's the lion Voltron.
I can see why they changed the name.
Yeah.
Go Lion, Go Lion.
Because when you actually see it in its original Japanese form, you're like, holy crap, that person just got decapitated and impaled
by a giant lion. Robotic lion.
Most of the violence is by the monsters.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. And there's also a lot of suicide in that show, too.
What?
Yeah, there is crazy...
I think that happens now if you try to watch that show today.
The Japanese version is superior to the Voltron that we got over here.
Voltron, we'll be right back. Don't kill yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
After these messages,
we'll be right back,
and hopefully so will you.
Yeah.
Who remembers that jingle? Damn. Snap.
That was back when Saturday mornings actually used to mean something.
Yes. There was a reason to get up on Saturday morning?
Yes. Saturday mornings.
Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah.
Apple Jacks. Good times.
Fuck you, Apple Jacks.
Yeah.
Cookie Crisp.
I love Apple Jacks. Yes. I would eat Apple Jacks for every meal of the day.
This message is brought to you by
Apple Jacks.
Yes. All right, well, that's enough.
Eat our food and don't kill yourself.
Indeed. Yeah. That's it.
And during commercial breaks.
We're done.
Of Voltron.
We're done. We're finished.
We're not done.
We're out of here.
I'm still talking.
And, Mr. Khan.
And the great philosopher Colonel Sanders says, Baka!
Deep in my mind, I can feel myself spinning around. In my mind, the world isn't so upside down. Deep in my mind is where I feel the best. No troubles, no worries, here I get some rest. And if you're insane, as my guess, you can just hang around. Yeah!
Yeah!
very interesting sound you just made there.
Yeah.
So gross. You're gross.
Oh, yeah.
You're filthy.
Fast-pass game, motherfucker. Fast-pass game.
Whoa, dude.
Fucking A, man.
Whoa.
Sounds like the gremlins.
Oh.
My mind is telling me no, but my body
is telling me yes.